This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, it's all about the new music. We have an awesome variety of new songs from Brazil, Argentina, and the United States, some solo piano, a wonderful new trio from the Patagonia region of Argentina. So much stuff, and I was a little disappointed, I must admit, because we're opening the show with one of those tracks that you love so much, Josh. Hermano, you know, those sort of Latin soul, tropical, Santana-esque, that sounded wonderful in the 70s, not so crazy about them in the present. But let's take a listen. What do you have for us?
Yes, Ernesto, to each their own. I am Mr. Latin Rock on this show. I am the yin to your yang. And, you know, I was very excited to get music from Andy Vargas. Andy has been the lead singer of the band Santana for the past 20 years, but never actually put out a solo album. And so when I heard the song The Beat, it's totally my jam. You know, I love my guitar riffs. I think if you're a fan of soulful rock in the vein of Lenny Kravitz or Los Lonely Boys, this might be your cup of tea.
And with a lot of cowbell.
And some cowbell never hurts, at least in my book. So let's take a listen to Andy Vargas, lead singer of Santana, and his debut single, This Is The Beat.
We're gonna tear it up.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Mil voces llenas de espíritu llenando el vacío. Vamos habitándolo con cuerpo. abriendo el camino. Mil voces llenas de espíritu llenando el vacío. Invita a flotar. Cuando se abre la tierra.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to some excellent new music. And we just heard Femina from Argentina. I gotta tell you, Josh, that I really love Femina, this trio. You told me that they are from three ladies from the Patagonia region of Argentina, right? Who moved to Buenos Aires.
Yes, relocated to Buenos Aires.
And then relocated to New York to record this album with producer Quantic, which, you know, we're huge, longtime fans of his work here. And it actually shows that Quantic produced his record. We heard the song Arriba, and I gotta tell you that I love the title of the album, Perlas y Conchas. I'm not gonna tell you why I love it, but I think it's a great album title.
And now we are going to head over to my neck of the woods, to San Francisco Bay Area. This is a group that I only just recently discovered and I'm absolutely loving. You know, if you're a fan of gypsy jazz and swing, well, this is a group that might be for you. You know, we've had Monsieur Perinet on the show before from Colombia, who've kind of been responsible for this kind of gypsy jazz swing revival in South America. And I think Barrio Manouche, based in San Francisco with a leader from Spain, is keeping that revival going, and I just think this is a great tune. So let's take a listen. This is the gypsy jazz swing of Barrio Manouche, El Joven.
Intentando averiguar This is the Latin Alternative.
We're gonna tear it up, tear it up.
Dance. Maybe give the beat a chance.
When nothing else is making sense.
Put the rhythm to the test.
Dance. Maybe give the beat a chance.
All we got to do is come on and dance.
That's right.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Oh.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. We just heard two songs in a row from Bay Area groups. We heard Barrio Manouche with El Joven and that last track, La Misa Negra, or The Black Mass, with a song called Acosadora, or Stalker. It's a true story. Lead singer was stalked by a rather obsessive fan, and it at least yielded a silver lining in a really cool, up-tempo, danceable kind of cumbia fusion song, Acosadora. And speaking of fusion, Ernesto, I understand we have a new song from Ozo Motley.
Yes, I was so psyched to hear that Ozo Motley are back with the original lineup of the late 90s with Cut Chemist and Charlie Tuna rapping. And this is, of course, I would say just trademark Ozo Motley, not only because of the vocals, but just the sounds, the exuberance and the sort of mixture of North American idioms with Latin rhythms, and it has a beautiful energy to it. Here they are, Ozo Motley, back in town with Libertad.
Destructive habits causing influx of garbage. Instructions vanish, now in comes the carnage. Unless the chain's broken, I'm hoping that if a 20-year vet from cigarettes can refrain from chain smoking, the lanes remain open for change. It's simple as that. Medicinal music keeps the mental intact, eliminates the waste and identifies the faceless and homeless affected by gentrified displacement. Fights against poverty, helps integrity. Music can melt the cobwebs of self-depravity. If you can withstand this negative quicksand, then let this be the theme song to the resistance. Sure, it's not about abundance of wealth, it's love, health, and your freedom from the bondage of self. You can either be known to keep the children confused, or be the stone that the building refused. Gotta be willing to choose.
Listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. From Argentina, we just heard a group De La India and the song Acelerar, and I credit my colleague Ernesto for turning me onto this song. Ernesto, you know I love the Smiths. I love, love, love Johnny Marr, their guitarist. I love Johnny Marr's solo work. So when I heard this song, I was just like, whoa, this is like a female Johnny Marr Smiths en Español. I know why I like it. I know I'm predictable. But Ernesto, I want to say thank you for turning me on to this. And if you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook. We're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of The Latin Alternative by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify and iTunes, or just head to thelatinalternative.com. And Ernesto, ¿dónde vamos?
Vamos a Brasil, hermano Josh, because Toquinho, the celebrated singer-songwriter and guitarist of the bossa nova era and beyond, is celebrating 50 years of career. You've noticed this has become like a little thing, right? This year and recently, where all these artists are celebrating 50 years. And in the case of Toquinho, of course, I remember very fondly all the albums he recorded with the official poet and lyricist of the bossa nova movement. I'm talking about Vinicius de Moraes. They did some tours in Argentina, first with Maria Creuza and then with Maria Bethania, that being Caetano Veloso's sister, recorded live albums in Argentina, which are bossa nova classics. But Toquinho continued and moved on, always recorded with Vinicius, but then after Vinicius' passing, recording as a solo artist. In the mid-80s, he had a wonderful hit, Aquarela, and he's carried on. Now, he recorded this album, 50 Años de Carrera, which is a live recording, but the arrangements are a little, I have to say, they are a little syrupy. They're a little, it for my taste, I mean, it's beautiful, of course, to hear Toquinho, his guitar, his voice, but the arrangements are, it's interesting, very, very sentimental. In any case, many, many hits to pick from. And I chose this version of the classic Tarde e mi Tapoá that Toquinho would perform with Vinicius. And we've played this song before on the original version, so I thought it would be great to revisit it. This is Toquinho celebrating 50 years of career, and we hope there will be 50 more. Tarde e mi Tapoá.
Velho calção de banho, o dia pra vaquear, um mar que não tem tamanho, e o arco-íris do mar,
massa caindo. Senti preguiça no corpo e uma rasteira de vime. Beber uma água de coco é bom. Passar uma tarde na rua, ao sol brilhar de Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã. Passar uma tarde na rua, ao sol brilhar de Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã. Um verde novinho em folha, argumentar com doçura, com uma cachaça de rolha
e com um olhar esquecido no encontro de céu e mar, bem devagar e sentindo
a terra toda rodar.
É bom,
faça uma tarde na rua,
ao sol que há de Itapuã,
ouvindo o mar de Itapuã,
falar de amor. Itapuã, passar uma tarde em Itapuã, ao sol guiar de Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã.
Depois sentir o arrepio do vento que a noite traz, e o disque macio brota nos coqueirais.
E nos espaços serenos, sem ontem nem amanhã, dormi nos braços morenos
da lua de Itapuã.
Passar uma tarde em Itapuã,
ao sol que há de Itapuã,
ouvindo o mar de Itapuã,
falar de amor em Itapuã.
Passar uma tarde em Itapuã,
ao sol que há de
Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã.
Obrigado.
This is the Latin Alternative.
My name is Jimena Sarañana, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
No lo tomes personal, después de otoño y primavera. Si hay tormenta, no está mal, y olvídate de tus problemas. Caliente se siente, imparable los carbones calientes. Mucho frío, unos problemas sin mente. Tienes ganas, es mejor que no aguantes. Cargo siempre la llave. Pongo seguro siempre todos tus males. Un día cercano yo no sé y tú no sabes. Estoy libre y me gusta. Después de otoño y primavera. menos es mejor que no aguantes. Cargo, cargo siempre la llave. Pongo seguro siempre todos tus males. Un día cercano yo no sé y tú no sabes. Estoy libre y me gusta, me gusta.
Wow, this is the Latin Alternative, and we're continuing with an episode devoted to new music, and we just heard the exquisite vocals of Ximena Sariñana from Mexico. And I have to tell you, Josh, every time Ximena Sariñana releases some new music, it's always so slick and sophisticated, the production is so cosmopolitan, it's really something else, it's so crystal clear, the sonics. We just heard Lo Bailado, this is the sort of the lead single of her new upcoming record. Now, are you a fan of Ximena Sariñana, Josh?
I am, Ernesto, but you're right. You know, it is, you know, it's a fine line. She's definitely more pop than alternative, but I still feel like she has that little streak of alternative that makes me want to keep putting her on the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's been appeared on the show a couple of times over the years. I want to say the album she put out back in 2010 or 2011, very warm and very rich feeling, a little more acoustic. I have a feeling that's what you're missing. She did a record, though, produced by Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio, which I did enjoy. So, you know, I think she comes and goes. She's 1 minute songwriter, 1 minute alternative. Maybe this is her pop moment.
But definitely Ximena Sariñana, always a friend of the Latin alternative.
Yes, indeed. And from Mexico, we're going down to Miami, which, Ernesto, you know, I've remarked in the past, is a bit of a black hole for Latin alternative music. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks of Miami as, wow, this huge, cool, happening city for Latin music.
Willy Chirino.
Yeah, but, you know, when I was vice president of Nacional Records, the Latin alternative label, I would always say, no, you have no idea. We look at our sales. We sell more in Oklahoma City or Wichita, Kansas, than we sell in Miami. And it's true. Miami, you know, is a very Cuban and Caribbean city, but it's changing. You have a lot more Colombians moving in there. You have more Venezuelans and Mexicans moving there. And with that, I think, is a little bit of a glimmer of hope for the Latin alternative genre. And the one group that's really consistently held it down for the last several years is Locos Por Juana. And I'm digging their new single. This is a track just released. It is called TikTok.
nuestras vidas. Quisiera entender por qué no hay más sonrisas. Hoy yo quisiera escuchar más de un millón de risas.
Escucha, mira pelao, chico de lao, loco por Juan apretado, traje latino apropiado, pa' que lo lucha pa'l rap. Para mi gente otra vez, suena también en inglés, feeling the vibe, feeling bliss, pa' que lo baile francés, italiano y japonés. El tiempo se va, el tiempo se fue.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Abandonado como un perro enamorado.
Well, it's interesting, Josh, I have to tell you, when I was a teenager in the 80s, I sort of hated synth pop. I was into organic rock and roll and progressive rock from England, and I thought all of that stuff was just really too wimpy for my taste as a teenager. And then, of course, as you grow older, I've become quite nostalgic about synth pop and all its wondrous soundscapes and the sort of the bittersweetness and the gloomy outlook on life and the, you know, permanent melancholy state of being. So I just fell in love with this track by Argentina's Luciana Taglia Pietra. This is a single off her forthcoming album, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the entire album. I love the composition, I love Luciana's vocalizing, but especially love what she did sort of with this tribute to synth pop. This was the track Perro from Buenos Aires.
And from Buenos Aires, we hop across the river.
Rio de la Plata.
Yes, Rio de la Plata, over to Montevideo, Uruguay, one of my favorite cities. Home of the rapper Santi Mostafa. Many people know him from his song that was featured prominently in the X-Men Logan movie. But he has a new album, Escapismo, and he recently collaborated with one of my favorite Latin hip-hop MCs of all time, Kimo the Blaxican of Delinquent Habits, one of the first groups I recall ever seeing on MTV, you know, doing bilingual Latin hip-hop. Anyway, Santi told me it was a dream come true to collaborate with his idol, Kimo the Blaxican, and this is that track featured on the latest album, Escapismo. This is Santi Mostafa with Kimo the Blaxican on the track Piola.
Pecho a la bala, bang, bang. La bala a dos pájaros al hilo. Mi don, mi maldición, one punch man. Por amor o por las dudas, deal with it, primo. Mi actitud es María Marta, bang, bang. Todos bla, bla, cómo se hizo, cómo se hizo. Va para ahí, mijo, bang, bang. Dame 15 pesos, alto guiso. Tengo la meta entre ceja y ceja. Transformar en champán mi vino lija. Dejar en cero mi foja, jaja. De baja, rajar de tu club de boludos a manija, donde el jefe baraja fajos y a mí solo me deja las migajas.
Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola.
El californio, twin pistolero, cabrones, atar a Trojo. Tranquilo y bajito la mano. El veterano que camina con la sombra de Babos. Filoso la palabra enterrada que dito. Y al que no le guste, pues que soplen un pito. Quedan mecateados, garrotazo y cinto. Me I stay chill, piola, limpio. Ay cabrón, que ya llegó el negrito. Mata micros y les cae a los hijos. Chile verde, la llorona a grito. Dos, tres chelas, tequila y pisco. Asesinos de la barra y letra. No se metan con mi miel y cajeta. Ya me ha visto que yo cargo maleta. Metralleta, esa rima ruleta.
Hola, me
soba, the bridge is soba. Hola, vengo a ubicarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola, piola. De la Sasa en expedito. Impostergable es mi causa.
Asesino de la barra y letra. No se metan con mi piel y cajeta.
Hi, we are
Making Movies,
and you're tuned in to The Latin Alternative.
Listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. Very interesting collaboration, Ernesto, that we just heard. That was Making Movies from Kansas City, a group actually led by, I believe, two Panamanian brothers who grew up in Kansas City, and they got to collaborate recently with their fellow countryman and idol, Ruben Blades. And Ruben, always open-minded, I mean, you know, such a critical figure in salsa and tropical music, decides at this late stage in his life he's going to collaborate with a Latin alternative group from Kansas City. And the track they did was originally actually in English. Making Movies, I've always kind of described as like a Latin alternative Radiohead, if you could only picture Latin alternative kids in Kansas City. And pairing up with Ruben, and they redid their song spinning out as No Te Calles. And it's a very political song. It's a really cool video I recommend checking out on YouTube accompanying it. And I'm just happy to spotlight this. I would love to see more veteranos collaborating with younger artists, you know, wouldn't you, Ernesto?
Oh, absolutely. And if you remember, Rubén Blades did that with Rabanes back in the day.
He did. He did do something with them.
So he's always open to intriguing collaborations. I think that really, he's 70 now, Rubén. I think that really speaks volumes about what
a great artist. Hopefully working with these young rockers keeps him young as well. And if you like what you've been hearing, please do follow The Latin Alternative. On Facebook, we're at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show. Look for The Latin Alternative in Spotify and iTunes, or head to thelatinalternative.com. What are we going to wrap things up with today, Ernesto?
Well, hermano Josh, what if I told you that I've discovered a brilliant young female piano player from Buenos Aires who specializes in tango?
I would love to hear that. You know I have a weak spot for tango.
And, you know, this is really interesting because at one point, I think it was about 10 years ago, I went to Buenos Aires to do one story about one tango singer-songwriter. And I connected with him on Facebook. And through him, I keep connecting with more and more and more young tango players from Buenos Aires. It's interesting. One musician leads me to another. And that's how I arrived to discover the music of Yasmina Reyes from Buenos Aires, who has an exquisite touch at playing the piano. What I like about Yasmina is that she plays as a solo artist, but also she plays, of course, with tango ensembles. And she told me once that she also used to play with a tropical orchestra. She would play salsa, like Cuban piano tumbao. So she's definitely versatile. She recently did an album, and it's all solo piano versions of famous tangos, and I just loved it. So we're going to listen to Yasmina Reyes, and this is the track Nocturno. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.